USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Saturday visited Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. The president wearing a mask, as he said he would, because he would be unable to social distance from the wounded soldiers that he was meeting. The president also telling Telemundo that he plans to issue an executive order on immigration.
I'm going to do a big executive order. I have the power to do it as president, and I'm going to make DACA a part of it. But we put it in, and we're probably going to then be taking it out. We're working out the legal complexities right now.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying a shutdown will occur in Texas if everyone doesn't wear a mask. And in Michigan, if you don't wear a face mask in indoor facilities and some outdoor public spaces, you could be fined $500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The mayor of one Midwestern city says she's not distracted by protesters. More from USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns.
A city crew worked to remove the resign, Leiter resign message that was painted on the street in front of City Hall. Mayor Leiter Cruson has faced protests and calls to step down for the last couple of weeks. She's been under fire since last month when she read the names and partial addresses of at least 10 protesters who called for the city to defund the police department in a Facebook live stream. Protesters that were gathered in front of City Hall were cleared out Friday morning, only to return later in the day.
Free Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven has been canceled thanks to the coronavirus pandemic. Instead, they gave all their app users a free coupon for a free Slurpee that can be redeemed anytime throughout the month to help, of course, practice social distancing. In 2002 is when 7-Eleven started handing out the free Slurpees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Trump administration is urging schools to open this fall. Many parents are concerned about the safety of their children, though, amid the coronavirus pandemic. So the big question is it safe to go back to school? Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics says yes. They say the goal should be for all students to be physically present in school. Now, if that does happen, Dr. Diane Hess tells CBS News what you should be doing to help keep your child safe.
So I really think that you should, like, send your child to school with Clorox wipes or, like, wet ones and teach them how they can clean their desk. I think when your kids come home from school, you should have them undress at the door and wash all their clothes, and, you know, as best as you can. Leave your shoes outside if you can. I mean, we're even talking about washable backpacks. Maybe we should wash backpacks every day because we don't know, you know, if it's droplets and they're landing on the backpacks that are all in the same closet, maybe your backpacks should be cleaned. Frequent hand washing, sending your child to school with hand sanitizer as well. I mean, we don't, you know, I always say that, like, the little kids, they start, when they learn to wash their hands in school, sometimes they wash them so much that they get irritated and eczema. So, like, checking your kid's skin to make sure that there's no cracks from washing so frequently and moisturizing while maybe putting Vaseline on their hands at night.
A copy of the classic video game Super Mario Brothers has sold at an auction for a record $114,000. The unopened cartridge bought in Texas by an anonymous buyer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.